A reading from John 3:31-35. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. The man who has accepted it certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands.
Now, it's a little bit audacious to be sitting here and saying in a few minutes we're going to be able to unpack all this. That's an impossibility. The reason it's here is it's the concluding part of John 3, and I thought that it would be important to discuss this a little bit. But this is highly theological, very dense, and very difficult. But the one line in the 36th verse that caught my attention a long time ago, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. That's something that will come back at us time and again. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. And I think that when I say to people that to understand the New Testament and the power of the New Testament, you have to go to the condition of man in the Old Testament. And this is speaking to that, I believe. For God's wrath remains on him. It's a condition. It's a condition we want to escape from. But there's only one way out.
Yeah, the old covenant way was to keep making sacrifice on behalf of your sin. That was a way of trying to appease or to seek God's forgiveness. And that continues to remain on you because you have to keep offering sacrifice. But now we're offered through accepting what the Son has done on our behalf, for his sacrifice to be once and for all. And we hide behind that sacrifice rather than trying to bring our own sacrifice into pleasing God. He's the one who becomes the one that takes the wrath on our behalf.
In a way, this passage takes me back to an earlier verse where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. And he's talking about being born again of the Spirit. And I tell you the truth, he says, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You must be born again. And the condition of wrath is the condition before salvation and before the promise of eternal life, before grace, before the Holy Spirit has entered the heart and changed the heart. And instead of looking south, suddenly you're behind Jesus and following him, a different condition, with promise and light at the end rather than darkness and despair.
And it all comes through the work of the Holy Spirit of removing blinders off of our eyes, illuminating our heart to the truth, and drawing us with a sense of love into active relationship with the eternal God.